Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right. Do you have a moment that, you know, nobody's putting a statue up for you? You're not going to be in a Hall of Fame. It may be something nobody else remembers. Or maybe just a few people remember, but you were the hero that night. Like the NCAA tournament. There are people who have these memories, and they end up enshrined in CBS's One Shining Moment. You hear that?
Wow. Powerful. That's some intense piano.
Yeah, I mean, 1980s were really big on intense piano.
The ball is hit. There you are.
Before I had to start getting up at...
You're a shooting star.
It sounds like a goofy sitcom intro.
Well, it was from the era of goofy sitcom intros.
Yeah. I have a question about this song.
Yeah.
Was this an actual song, or was this something that they made specifically for the tournament?
I think they made it for the tournament, and I think the first year or two that it aired, it would just air at the end of, like, their last game, like, and they would do it while... showing highlights of the tournament, yeah, and airing full credits of everyone who worked on all the crews. And then people liked it. And then it became a thing where they're like, don't forget, we're going to have One Shining Moment coming up for you.
I saw that, like, Luther Vandross did it.
Eventually, yeah, they started having other people do it.
Oh! I didn't know about the screaming guitar solo.
Oh, boy, that is just so good.
Do any of you have a One Shining Moment?
Yes.
I have several.
Of course I do.
I mean, they're all stupid, but I have several.
Yeah. I mean, I have a couple. But.
Silver medal at math pentathlon didn't win itself. Not gold. Should have won. Contig 60, but I didn't. Yeah. So mad. Let's see. Drove in the winning run by barely hitting a ball once, and it counted as the winning run in Little League because my friend Jeff Knoll ran over the catcher so hard, he dropped the ball, but everybody gave me credit for hitting the ball, allowing him to score from second on a ball that rolled to the pitcher. That's how hard he hit the catcher. The catcher had time to set up a tent and wait for him, look at his watch, and then get run over by a fifth grader.
Talked about this before.
One shining moment.
Hit a grand slam in my Little League game.
Like, true one over the fence or Little League grand slam, like ball overthrown from three bases?
It was not. There were no errors. It was a legitimate grand slam. Ooh. But it was a ground ball that just went straight up the
still
middle.
Counts, Steve.
All the way to the fence.
Yeah.
One shining moment.
I just
right there.
Kept running. Remember,
that is a great one shining
moment.
My dad
was the third base coach. He's like, go, go,
Can you imagine how excited he was?
Probably pretty excited, yeah.
I would be.
Yeah.
Like your son, because you'd know it was going to mean a big deal.
I should have asked him this weekend
to your
if
kids.
He remembers that.
And he's probably like, God, I knew Michael would never live up to anything, and now look at my Steven.
Yep.
Yeah.
You think that's
speeding
not
around
fair
the bases like
poor Michael.
He's
minding
so
his own business.
Good. He's going to be on the Phillies one day.
Nope. Steve was the Buddy Biancalata of Little League Baseball.
Is that good?
I don't think it is.
Nope. But just fun name to say, okay, who had some success. Kelly, do you have a one shining moment?
I'm trying to think.
Like from maybe when you played tennis in college or.
Oh, well, yeah. We stacked in tennis, which means like you'd stack your best players at the bottom of the roster and then you'd put like your least talented players at the top so you could guarantee certain wins.
Okay, so you would always play the other team's worst player.
No, I would always play the other team's best player because I was the worst on the team. And there was one game that one match that I was playing, and I had been working with this guy from Russia. He was super cool, great college athlete. And he had told me a couple different weaknesses he had noticed in this girl. And he was like, I think if you do this, this, and this, you'll get your points. And he was so right. Like, her serve was killer. I could hardly respond to her serve.
Yeah.
But if I could move the ball in certain ways, she wasn't quick enough. And
oh,
that unlocked like a thing in me where I realized I could maybe win. I could actually be really good. And then I won it. The whole team went wild.
That's awesome.
Like, we had already won anyway. It wouldn't have mattered if I would have lost. I really didn't even have to try.
They carry you off the court.
Yeah, it was so sweet. They were, you know, we always like stopped at Wendy's or whatever super healthy place on the way home. And they would.
It sounds like college athletics
in
the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they would sit. 90s. Who are you talking to?
2000s.
but yeah, they were so supportive. And it was almost embarrassing because they were all so good good at tennis, they could have killed this girl.
Like they,
but they were so
but
proud
they were excited.
Of me.
Yeah.
You did it.
Did you then, were you then filled with confidence for the next match?
Oh God, no.
Like, oh no. Because that would have got me.
So
I'm
you
like,
knew.
I bet I unlocked something here. No. This is proud. Every one of these girls has had this moment where all of a sudden it just clicked. The game slowed down. That's what we announcers say.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When my roommate and I made the tennis team, they were just like, hey, just so you know, these kids, they're really good. And they're here because tennis will be their life and their career. And you are pretty good.
So you were, when you say that they were, would you call it stacked?
Yeah.
So that
you're
kind of
not supposed
like,
to do that, by the way. It's actually like super frowned upon.
Yeah.
Like you're kind of the sacrificial lamb. Then, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So this comes
but
to
you
a,
know
did,
that.
Oh, yeah. That's
you're
what
well
I'm
aware of
oh,
that.
Yeah,
going
they told
into
me
it.
That.
How did they find you? Just come to a park and see you there and go, hey, long-legged lady, do you want to play college tennis for some Lutherans?
Let's get that stork.
I played college volleyball initially, but it was too aggressive for me. I know, weird.
That is a strange thing to hear from you.
Yeah, but those girls were so good. It was terrifying. And I'd made the team. I'd gotten a scholarship and like a little like whatever. And I just told the coach, I was like, I'm not in
it's
it.
It's not for you.
I'm just not in it. And so I did the first season, but I mean, I was a red shirt anyway. I was never going to play. And then he had talked to a tennis coach and they were fairly new. And he was like, oh, I had a girl on my team who was really good at tennis in high school. If you need anybody. And a year later, the tennis coach reached out to me and he was like, hey, this would be cool if you could do this with us. And I had to try out and everything still. But my roommate
you
was
enjoyed
also
it.
A killer tennis player. You She's so good.
You didn't let it wear you down.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it so much more than volleyball. I realized, like, okay, I really enjoyed this sport so much more. And I loved both of them in high school. But college tennis was where it was at for me. It was so fun.
Hot Wings and Maitland, you'll share your one shining moments. Should you have some, I assume you do.
I have 100
moments. Mm-hmm. Scott joins us from Michigan. Hi, Scott. What is your one shining moment?
So about 15 years ago during college, I was playing beer pong with my best friend and two other friends. And we wanted to listen to some music. So I turned on the TV trying to find music on the TV. I'm flipping through channels and I thought, my best friend, him and I are pretty immature together. I bet he's going to whip a ping pong ball at me. I just had a feeling. So randomly, I dropped my head from where I was standing, and I put my hand, my left hand up where my head was. And in that moment, he, in fact, did try and chuck a ping pong ball at the back of my head. And I caught it.
Oh, my God.
And so I slowly turn around to him, and my jaw's on the floor, and his jaw's on the floor. And we just start freaking out. And the two other friends we were with, the two ladies we were with, we were like, did you see that? Because there's like no reaction from them whatsoever.
They weren't impressed or they were
that
so
was
amazed.
Insane. They were like, what? He just caught a ball. It's not a big deal. And
meanwhile, you think you're Spider-Man.
Yeah, I thought I was a superhero or a god for a moment. And
I think the most surprising about the most surprising thing about this is when you said there were girls there.
That was we were lucky
there,
that they
there
up.
Were two upsets that night. Scott, thank you, sir. appreciate it. Let's see, Phil, what is your one shining moment?
Hi guys. I was 8 years old, so this is probably about 39 years ago.
Okay.
I lived in a little town called Poway, California, north of San Diego. Championship game. And at the time, we had like a little Poway Little League. So we were down by one run. And we had the scenario, two outs. My buddy came up to the plate. He got a double.
Okay.
Then I was up third in the order.
Okay.
And then the next guy came up, got a double. So we tied the game.
Ooh.
And then I hit the game-winning double.
Oh,
to score in the winning run.
Nice.
And I knocked him in with the double. And then everybody was picking me up, swinging me. And then I ended up getting like an interview with the Poway Journal. Like we had like a little own newspaper.
Oh, nice.
And then they did an interview. And I even had like the little clipping and everything. So that was my shining moment.
That's pretty good. Do you still have the clip?
I do. I still have the paper. Yes, I do. I have it like in a little... it's just like a small little clip, but yeah, I do. I have it.
Phil,
that's my shrine.
That is one shining moment. Phil, your phone is so clear. Even though I picked up the phone and said hello to you, I thought Steve was playing an audio clip of a phone call when it started.
Sounds like you're standing right behind me.
Actually, I totally wanted to look around and go, is this guy in the room?
Yeah.
Phil, thank you.
Almost jarring. We need to find out. We need to get him back on the line. What kind of amp are you using?
Right?
Yeah. What phone is that?
Yeah, like, somebody's like, wow, is Phil in studio with you? This man has the clearest phone I've ever heard. What kind of phone is this guy on?
Usually it's garbled misery.
That was amazing.
We got a text from somebody in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan who said that their town had a car show, like a classic car and whatever, come out and vote. And part of it, they had a model building contest for kids. And he entered, and lo and behold, he gets called and said, they said, you got first place. Congratulations. He was super excited. You know, that'd be a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're a kid, for sure. Mm-hmm. And the next day when he went to get the prize, he found out he was the only person who entered.
Oh, no. Why would they tell him that?
Moment. No kidding. He probably's like, let me see the other ones. They're like, all
right. Yeah, who got second place?
Also you. Maitland, what is your one shining moment?
Mine's not even remotely athletic, but...
That's fine.
That's all right.
I was in theater class in ninth grade. And towards the end, we weren't working on any plays or anything like that. We decided we were going to do a variety show. So we all wrote our own sketches, performed them, did the whole thing. And it was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we called it Wednesday Night Live. And parents came and everything. It was a whole thing. And we were like, oh, we have to have a musical guest. I was just telling you and Tommy about this the other day.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay. Justin Bieber. And they're like, who's gonna play Bieber? And I said, I will. And so somebody brought in like a big purple sweatshirt. They brought in a wig that looked just like his hair, everything. Me and my other friend, we choreographed a whole dance routine and everything. And I got up there and it was, I think One Time was the song. So I get up there and I'm doing my thing. And then my other friend comes out because he had a song with Sean Kingston called like Eenie Meenie or something. So my friend came out as Sean Kingston and we're doing our whole little dance and everything. And it wasn't until we went out to like take our bows and stuff, I took the wig off and my own dad was like, oh my God, that's Maitland.
Oh, really?
Like it was,
that's fantastic.
And everybody loved it. So yeah, for like the whole rest of the year after that, everybody was like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. Because I was always kind of like the class, like not necessarily the class clown, but I tried to be.
You were, you were sneaky.
So I was like outwardly goofy and whatever, but never like that, like to that level. So when everybody was like, oh my God, that's Maitland. That was pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. This text saved a guy from drowning one time and I get him to the shore and everyone was there to help. And as I'm swimming him to safety, I'm thinking, look at all those people waiting to tell me how great I am. Something, but no, they went on to help the guy who was drowning and passed right by me. No one gave me my shining moment. Aww. That would be, you're like, I saved this guy's life. And they're like, oh man, you okay? I'm wet too.
Yeah.
Come on. All right. More of your shining moments. Hot Wings will share his.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them aren't great. Kurt's one shining moment is what some people would call my most embarrassing moment. That's coming up too.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.